Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Enos Farnsworth, who is the board member and chair of the NWFA convention and also has a role with High Performance Subfloors, which we'll get into in a minute. Enos, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Ken. Thanks.
Good to see you. Let's talk first about your role with the National Wood Flooring Association. You're a board member, and you're this year's convention chair. I wanted to talk to you about that. So this is an exciting convention this year. We are down here in Orlando at the Gaylord Palm, and this is an exciting year. I don't know if it's the economy or what it is, but talk a little bit about some of the stats around this show and why you think you've seen such an improvement in attendance.
Well, Kemp, you're absolutely right. It's an exciting time for the NWFA. It's an exciting time for our business. This year at the convention, we exceeded 2,400 attendees, which is a record. In the booth space this year, we were 100 more than last year. And in fact, first time in 5 years, we sold out the entire booth space. So we're very proud of all the work the staff and everyone did at the NWFA to make this a successful show.
Do you think it's the economy? Do you think it's because you have exciting speakers? What do you think it is?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think the economy is definitely improving. I think that we re-energized the show this year with some new additions, some new programs. In fact, this year we invited Carl Osterhaus from HGTV. We opened up to the architects, designers, bringing a new client base to the NWFA. But I think overall it's positive news for the business in general.
Now, I know this show draws manufacturers, it draws distributors, it draws flooring contractors, and you've got a new focus on the A&D piece of it this year, right?
We absolutely do. When people think of the NWFA, it was, flooring contractors and wood floor companies. And what we wanted to do this year is expand beyond that and reach into a different market. And architects, designers, they're looking for things that are unique and different. They're certainly turning toward wood. And so we opened it up to bring them in and so they could learn more about us, the association, and the business that we're in.
This is the first time I've interviewed you. I know you're a veteran with over 30 years experience in the flooring business. And, you've worked for, I think, start maybe with BoldU, Bonakimi, Basic, and now you have a new role. You're with High Performance Subfloors. Talk a little bit about your tenure in the market and then this new position you have.
Well, I can tell you I'm very excited to be here. As a veteran in the business, one of the things that I was looking for when I made the change was somebody that was bringing something new, innovative to the market. And I was fortunate enough to be approached by High Performance Subfloor. They're bringing the Shornox brand to the United States. They're based in Florence, Alabama, a nice place centrally located. And just the idea to bring something that's new to the business is exciting after my experience in the industry.
Okay, so Shornox is a name that some people may not know. I think this company, High Performance Subfloors, which you just, I think, have been with for about 30 days as the national sales director, but Shornox is actually an Akzo Nobel product. Most people know them as being a chemical company, excellent quality. Talk a little bit about Shornox.
Well, Shornox, you're right, it is new to the U.S. market, but I can tell you in Europe it is a well-known name. Shornox is 120 years old. As you mentioned, it's part of the Akzo Nobel group, so it's certainly powerful in Europe. And from our standpoint, it was a chance to bring a proven company with some new innovative technology to the U.S. market. And in fact, in Europe today, some of the products that we're going to market here, they're about 70% market share in self-leveling compounds. So I think we're going to open a new market here in the U.S.
So in Europe, they have a 70% share. So you think there's an unmet need in the U.S. that is going to make this pretty successful, right?
Yeah, and I think that's on two front, Kemp. First of all, if you think about the European market, there's not a lot of new construction going on. There's a lot of remodel and basic, that's what's going on. As we look at the U.S. economy, that's what's happening. When people remodel today, they're using LVT, they're using vinyl, they're using products that require a smooth substrate to make sure there's no peaks and valleys and all the things we've seen, in our career. And with our new products, we've addressed those situations.
Now, there's something else a little bit different about this. Not only is it just a product, but the way your whole approach to market's a little bit different. Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
Yeah, one of the things we looked at is there's a lot of things that are important to not only the architect designer community, but the flooring contractors in general, and that is the environment and green. And so our new product is actually a synthetic gypsum. It's made from recycled content. And it's a product that when we come to the U.S. market and they look at the way subfloors and self-leveling compounds have been marketed the last 30 years, there really hasn't been a lot of new innovation. And with our product, I mean, we're bringing innovation, we're bringing green, we're bringing recycle, lead points, everything into this new synthetic gypsum.
You will be actually targeting commercial contractors with this product?
Yes. My role when I was brought to the company was to actually open distribution, to bring in the contractor base, and to actually just expand the scope of the product line throughout the United States. And I can tell you, we have been extremely successful in 30 days. We've already opened several new distributors. We're getting a lot of interest in our product. So really, it's a broad-based business plan to start from Florence and move our way throughout the United States with new customers.
Now, will you sell this through distribution in the U.S.?
Yes, we will. The plan is to go out and set up the right distributor that go into this market, and the plan would be to market this through distribution. Obviously, you know, we respect the distribution base, what they can offer, the ability to hold inventory, and so, yes, that will be our plan.
And how are you doing on getting a whole national coverage from a distribution base?
Well, to date, we're pretty well set on the East Coast, and we're moving west. And right now we're just about to St. Louis, but the plan would be to move St. Louis and beyond, and the plan would be to secure distribution by the end of 2012 across the United States.
All right, Dennis, it looks like you've done a great job chairing this convention. Everybody is exuberant around the whole outlook. I mean, it just seems like that when you compare this year versus the NWFA show in San Diego last year, granted it was on the West Coast, which is a little bit smaller draw, there's just a lot more energy at this show. You've done a good job here, and sounds like you've got a whole new career to focus your passion on moving forward. Is that right?
You know, it really is. You know, I have a saying, nothing happens without enthusiasm. And here at the NWFA, there's enthusiasm throughout the business. But the other thing is, from a personal side, you know, to have this opportunity to enter into an exciting new field and a growing field, it's just terrific, and I couldn't be happier.
Well, you know, we're at the Wood Show today, and it sounds like you're going to be focusing a lot in the LVT market. Do you think you'll continue to be on the board and focused in this area moving forward?
Yeah, it's a great question. Karen Bellinger, who's the president of the company, we actually had a meeting with the NWFA board yesterday, went through the products and the programs that we're going to bring, and there is enthusiasm within NWFA about high-performance subfloor, Shorenox, and just raising the awareness to subfloors. So, yes, I will remain on the board. I will remain active with the NWFA. High Performance will be an NWFA supporter, and we actually have some schools planned later in the year to highlight the need for critical substrates.
Okay, Enos, great to talk to you again. We've been talking to Enos Farnsworth, who is the National Sales Director with High Performance Subfloors, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDeli.net.